Well, if this isn't going to be the shortest podcast of all time, welcome to Lashes and Bullshit. It's literally just me, Allie Lily. I wanted to hop on here and just let everybody know that I have finally recorded a version of Raise Your Damn Prices, the little mini workshop I've been working on. And I have recorded a version that I finally find acceptable, and I have put it up on my website. So if you would like to get a hold of that and go listen to it, it's a 2-hour workshop where I am talking to you about all of the reasons why you may be scared to raise your prices, all the reasons why you should raise your prices, and then also telling you how. And I think that you're going to enjoy it. I have raised my prices so many fucking times in my life for, you know, and this is across the board. Say you do hair, you do makeup, you are a photographer, whatever. This is the same across the board. Raising your prices is scary. It gives you stress, diarrhea. You think all your clients are going to leave you. You think you're going to tank your business, but really these are just the shitty ass thoughts that you have in your head that aren't real. So if you break it down non-emotionally, which is what I do in this workshop, you realize that raising your prices is not only an essential part of running a business and growing as a person in your career and growing your brand, but it's also a part of finding the better clients that you're looking for. It's called cultivating your clientele. In order to do this, you need to raise your prices, which is going to detract the clients that you are now catering to that don't appreciate you and don't value the services that you have to offer. And then it allows the clients, it allows space for the clients that do value what you do to find you. Because I have news for you. If you have really low prices, chances are your target clients are the ones that, you know, you wish you had. When you think of like your ideal client, she doesn't see you or he doesn't see you because you're clear down here not valuing yourself where they would like their service provider to be. I always say as an example, some people will always buy a Kia off of a used car lot. No offense to anybody that drives a used Kia. I don't think that it's a bad decision. And I don't think it's a bad thing to have lower prices. I really don't. But when you're ready and it's time to level up, motherfucker, price yourself as a Mercedes. There are people in the world who will never buy a used car because they're looking at the brand new Mercedes. So it's like, what client do you want to have? Do you want the ones that are looking in that price range? Or do you want the ones looking in the Mercedes price range? Or do you want the ones that are looking in the Rolls-Royce price range? But believe me, they all exist. I don't give a fuck what your demographics are. I don't care where you live. This is true across the board. It is tried and tested by me and others. I promise you clients exist in these places. And I give you a really good math breakdown too, where basically I show you how if you raise your prices from $60 a fill to $80 a fill, you can literally lose 14 motherfucking clients. You can lose a quarter of your clientele. And guess what? You're still going to make more money. So get rid of that fear that you are going to lose all your clients and everyone's going to make fun of you and everyone's going to be like, who the fuck does she think she is that she can charge this much? Oh my God. Listen, you need to get those shitty ass voices out of your head. And if they're your friends or your family, get those shitty ass people out of your life. This is a time to put them at a distance. Keep them out of your inner circle. Surround yourself with people that build you up and don't tear you down. I actually go over that as well in this workshop. It definitely is a mindset thing. Value yourself, okay? And if you're not ready to have super high Mercedes prices, okay, then maybe you need to have Toyota prices. Don't fuck yourself over, okay? The only one holding you back from making a good living is yourself, and it is so important. so important to look at the math, check your overhead, make sure you're actually making money. In the beginning, when I was doing lashes, I didn't realize for the longest time that I was balancing. I wasn't even making money. I was literally cutting even. I thought I was baller and I was cutting even because of all of the money I had put into it, all the time, the investments. I was actually working so much harder and so much less smarter. That's the worst sentence I've ever said. Probably not ever, but honestly, like if I took into account all of the work that I did for my business outside of doing lashes itself, I was working so much and underpaying myself so much. And I was attracting clients that didn't appreciate what the fuck I was doing. And now that I attract clients that treat me like the professional that I am, because I have set the bar high, right? I raise my prices. When you set your prices higher, people believe you. Now my clients are amazing. They're not picky at all. They trust me as the professional to know what I'm doing. It's amazing what it does to your business once you start fucking believing yourself. Anyway, I made this workshop. I hope you'll hop on there and join me. It is, go to my website, www.lashanarchist.com, click on the education tab, click on online classes, and it's going to be in there. It's called Raise Your Damn Prices. Okay. And just know that this is a part of business. It doesn't stop. So what, now that I've leveled up and I'm a trainer and I'm teaching other people how to do some of the things that I did, guess what? I'm still raising my motherfucking prices. All of this stuff applies to not only just doing lashes, but to everything in business forever. It doesn't matter where you go. You still got to know how to price yourself and how to value yourself and how to take care of your overhead and make sure that your books are straight, bitch. All right, that's my spiel. And I hope to see you on there. Thanks for listening to my voice. I can't believe that anybody can listen to it without just like wanting to scratch your eyeballs off or like, you know, scratch your skin off, peel your skin off. Because literally listening to myself, oh my God. You know how it is when you hear your own voice recorded, right? All right. Talk to you later, bitches.